Now, watch this. Now, notice this, because we're talking about the mystery ahead, all the treasure of wisdom and knowledge. All right, let's look at, can you put this up in the Amplified? Romans 11, 33. Romans chapter 11, verse 33. Yeah, I'm going to have to change over. I think it's Roman. Let me make sure. I may be telling you wrong. Yeah, that's right. I will change over. Hold on just a second. Glory to God. Romans 11. 33, you there? Amen. All right, let me get there then. Here I am. I'm right there. Now, he said in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 3, in whom are hid what? All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Not some of it, in whom are hid all the treasure of wisdom and knowledge. Now listen what the Amplifier says here. He said, all the depths of the riches of wisdom and knowledge of God, how unfathomable. Incredible, unsearchable are his judgment. His decision and how what untraceable mystery, undiscoverable are his ways, his methods, his path. The Lord and who are path, for who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has understood his thoughts? Now watch it. Or who has ever been his counselor? Or who has first given God anything? You know anybody? Who has first given God anything that he might be paid back? You know, have you give God anything that God has to pay you back? Or that he could claim a recompense. For from him and through him and to him are all things. For all things, what? Originated with him and come from him. All things live through him, and all things center in and tends to what? Consummate and to end in him. To him be glory. For how long? One translation says, through eternities of the eternity. All right. Does that sound like God know a little something? Does it sound like he might know just a little something to you? And you notice the scripture says, in whom are hid all the treasure. I want you to stay with me now. All the treasure of wisdom and knowledge in him. And keep in mind, when this, I read it the last time. I didn't do it last week, but watch it. Let's go back to Ephesians chapter 3 for just a moment before I go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Thank you, Lord. He said, And verse 3, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 3, you got it? I'm going to read this from the King James tonight. He said, how that by what? Revelation. What happened? He made known unto me the mystery. As I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. All right. Which in other ages were not made known unto the sons of men. Notice we're in the aid of the Holy Spirit. But he said in other ages, that there's some other ages, they didn't know this. It was not what we have was not made known to him, them. They did not have this kind of revelation, knowledge, right here on the inside of them. They didn't have God himself living right here. They didn't have this. God spoke to them. God appeared to them. Sometime in a cloud, sometime in a fire, sometime he spoke audibly to them in a voice. But as having present all the time, they didn't have the Holy Spirit. They didn't have Christ in them. Their spirit, listen, their spirits were not alive. They were dead. They believed God to a degree. But here we are, been born again, been made alive. God is right here. He's not out there somewhere, even though his throne is in heaven and he sits on that throne, but at the same time, he lives right here. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm not dead. And they didn't know. And God chose them. He kept them, and he chose Israel. And they didn't know when Jesus came. They didn't even know how to receive. They came to his own. That came to his own. The own received him not. And then when he got ready to leave. When they crucified him, they began to question. I thought you came. They began to question him. I thought you was coming to put Israel on top again. But he said, you missed the whole deal. That wasn't the reason why I came. I didn't come to put Israel. I came to gather back what belongs to me. I came to get all people, not just you. I just pick you out for you to have me a line of people to bring a promise into this earth so everybody can benefit from it. Are y'all getting this tonight? Yeah.